We're at the HR Technology Conference talking to Cheryl Johnson, the CHRO of Echo Global Logistics. Cheryl, I understand that the company has made a major effort in people analytics and gotten tremendous value from that. Can you kind of talk about what the importance of people analytics is in your company?
Yeah, so we have a sales workforce that represents about 1,600 employees. I'm kind of averaging that number out. And they're a group of employees who do very similar work. So the more we can actually understand about best practices and things that impact productivity, the more effective we can be at actually driving the revenue of the company, driving margin, all the things that add value for the organization. So we look at every possible metric that we can look at to make sure that we have the ability to do some predictive analytics for the business, understanding who's the best hiring, you know, who's the best profile, what are the factors that might make someone more successful or not successful. We have a lot of data. So we have an engagement platform that collects data on recognition. We have that same platform connects data on customer recognition. So within that system, you know, customers can give feedback to employees. They can rate the company. They can rate the employee. And so we can collect all this information. We can actually connect that directly to seeing if there's any risk factors with the customer that we couldn't have anticipated before. So you see a customer who's regularly giving feedback on their partner, and all of a sudden you start seeing the score go down. You can go give that customer a call and get in front of it. We actually had an incident like that where we had a customer who scored Echo very high, but they scored the customer service rep very low. And we saw two or three of those posts come through, and the account manager was able to reach out directly to the customer and say, what's going on? What we found out was we had a bad handoff. So we had two employees transition, and we did a bad job handing off the account, so the customer was feeling the handoff go poorly. The account manager wouldn't have had that knowledge, but because we get that data analytics within the HR system, we monitor it. We in HR gave the feedback to the account team and said, hey, we're starting to see this trend. You may want to give your customer a call.
It's interesting. That seems a lot of companies are tying their employee, their people analytics, and to some degree their employee engagement efforts to customer engagement and customer experience.
100%. 100%. And it's relatively new, because if you think about it, marketing has always been the one who had customer information. They had customer sentiment. But it was rare that that customer sentiment was directly tied to an actual employee. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, those you know, customer tools will also have, you know, you can attach it to probably a call time and you can start measuring it. But that's also kind of after the fact. We're measuring it in real time, where the experience the employee gives you, the customer can get back and give you a rating on that experience. We're in a service business. So it is the experience. You know, we don't have our own individual, we don't have trucks that we send. We're selling the service of the employee. So if they're providing a bad service, that's going to impact the company. So to me, it makes perfect sense that that's directly connected to the employee experience.
Right. Now, what do you find are some of the more telling metrics? You mentioned earlier, I think, that you have a lot of metrics from this people analytics. Are there any that are sort of your favorites?
I mean, we certainly look at retention. So we're going to look at some of the turnover statistics within a different department or within a different region. So that's certainly one piece of it. We definitely, within our engagement platform, we look at user engagement. We have found that to be more of an indicator of retention than actually doing an employee engagement survey, which we've done every year just as a, it's just something we do to baseline each year, but it's not something that we really hang our hat on to know, like, do we have a, you know, happy workforce or not, because we realize it's static and it's one day in time. But when we start looking at the engagement surveys, we can have a team, which was really perplexing to me. I had a team that had really high engagement scores, but yet the retention was very low. So I was like, how is it that this team, this is completely counterintuitive to the idea of engagement, which is the more engaged you are, the more likely that you're going to stay with the company and, you know, be a productive employee. When we actually looked at the activity within our engagement platform, which is HighGround, we looked at the activity in there, you could directly see a connection. So you start mapping the activity and you say, okay, this is a manager where there's no activity going on. They're not going into the system. They're not giving recognition. They're not responding. Then you start looking at the performance of the business, because that's the very next thing, is how are they performing? Are they hitting their numbers? Maybe they're just too busy to be in there, but they're all hitting their numbers and they're happy and they're good. We started seeing connections between that. So you'd see they're not active in the system, the teams aren't hitting their numbers, and then you start looking at turnover connected to it and going, okay, now I'm starting to see what's happening here. So those are a few of the kind of connection points where now, instead of just having one piece of data, which is, you know, one of the pieces of data you have is turnover and employee exit interviews, right? That's really all we used to have. Now you have all these different pieces of data where you can triangulate on it and go, oh, I wonder if there's a bigger story here.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the challenges of using this, either from your point of view or from the point of view of other managers who use it and from the point of view of the employees?
The people analytics?
Yeah.
Running down a rabbit hole. Because you have so much data. It's like, which piece of data is actually going to tell the right story? And then how do you account for factors that you can't quite see in the data? So for example, we do a lot of hiring. We hire a lot of the same position over and over and over. And it's high volume hiring. So what we wanted to know is there a time of year where the time of year has something to do with the likelihood of retaining the person past a certain amount of time? So we had our data analytics team run analysis, and it appeared as though when you monitored it over the past 3 years, there were 2 months that if you got hired in these 2 months, you were significantly more likely to stay. And if you were hired in these 2 months, you were significantly more likely to leave. So you could look at that and go, now let's change some of our recruiting efforts. Maybe we should ramp up hiring in those high stay months and, you know, decelerate the hiring in those low stay months. So you could see that, you could infer that. The problem is when you actually layer on what was going on during those months, during that time, and you realize that, you know, one of the years it was 2009 and it was a really bad year, and then you layer on this other thing, it's like, oh, we changed the training program, so that had to do with it. And this year we went to different colleges. So the data in and of itself, if you just look at the data, it could actually send you down the wrong rabbit hole. So it's really important to layer on what are some of the other factors that were going on before you jump to a conclusion. Because our immediate reaction was like, oh my gosh, this is so brilliant and insightful. And we were like, stop hiring in this month. And then we're like, wait, let's go collect more information and find out what was going on during these months. And is there anything unique that could have also impacted retention or turnover?
Any other advice for folks who either want to institute people analytics or just do a better job with what they have?
I mean, I think it's just to make sure you understand all those different elements. I think don't overdo it because there is so much rich data out there. I caution people not to draw the wrong conclusions from the data and just understand that data can kind of steer you in a certain direction. Because data is powerful. So if you get this data and you draw the wrong conclusion, it can cause you to completely pick the wrong path or the wrong behavior. So just making sure that you use it as a piece of insight, but you've got to layer on some, you know, awareness and some other factors to it. And then test it with other people in the business who might be closer to the data. So you find this, you're like, this is brilliant. And I know this is a symptom for my team, and I'm sure it's a symptom for other HR people. It's so cool to finally like have data and be like, oh, I can bring, you know, analytical value to the business that you want to run and show people that you've got all this really great insight. Caution to take partners who can look at the data from a different perspective and just make sure that you're not missing something when you're presenting the data. Yeah.